Danny Wearden is the program coordinator for Community Futures Peace Country. She joins us on the line today. Danny, thank you very much for joining us. Lemonade Day is coming up on Saturday, and a lot of kids are getting organized and getting their themes ready and getting their stands ready. Comments on the fact that Lemonade Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, we are really excited. So this year we are having lemonade stands set up in Fairview and Peace River. And we've got a great group of kids so far, and they're all very excited, as much as we are. And this will be a rain or shine event. So we're hoping the forecast might change a little bit for the weekend. But if needed, we will be out with our umbrellas and tents and dressed for the weather.
How much of an opportunity is this for kids to get a feel for the small business sector? I mean, you're starting out pretty much right there.
Yeah, so the kids are getting a really great opportunity to learn about what it takes to own and operate a small business. We did training with them at the end of May where we took them through completing basically a full business plan. They will be going through and keeping track of their expenses, their profits, and at the end, when everything's all done, they will be submitting that and will be getting judged on their entrepreneurial skills. So it's a really great opportunity for them to see what goes into it, learn a little bit more about what it takes to run a business, and kind of get a feel for it.
How much is this maybe an opportunity to work with, and I know this has a little bit of a soft spot for you, work with the school divisions on an entrepreneurship like this for credits?
Well, so far it's a lot younger kids that we have doing this. We don't necessarily have a lot of high school kids who'll be working on this for credits, but we're hoping in the years to come that we will have more older kids who would be interested in maybe getting into being an entrepreneur when they graduate. This would be a really good lead-in for them because it's taking them through all the steps on how to do it. So hopefully in the future we will kind of see more of that and maybe create a stronger collaboration with the schools.
Okay. I guess it's more curiosity on my part and my curiosity maybe on other people's parts too. You never know. You never know if the opportunity might come up. A lot of the kids bring up themes for their lemonade stand. How much fun is it to see some of these themes like really go all out?
It is really cool. I think that's what I'm most excited about is seeing the creativity that the kids have, how they display it through their stands, and just their excitement about it. Last year there was a lot of really interesting ones. People, like, they had their parents dressed up. They had made their own T-shirts. A lot of them really go all out, and I think that's one of the fun parts about it is that they have free rein to kind of do whatever they want, and it allows them to get creative and, yeah, just have fun with it.
Halloween in June?
Yeah.
With all the costumes that happen? Halloween in June, do you think?
Yeah, almost. I'm hoping that there's more this year that are going to be a little committed to it, and we'll be dressing up. So, we'll have to wait and see.
How much are you anticipating the stands in Fairview and Peace River how much are you anticipating it to be a really good turnout despite the fact that Mother Nature may not cooperate?
I think it'll be great. I think, you know, we've been kind of creating a buzz online, and the communities both seem very excited about it. Fairview is having their summer kickoff event happening this weekend as well, so the people will be out and about in the community. Peace River is generally, you know, a lot of people are out on a Saturday, so I think it'll be really good. I think we will see a lot of people checking out different stands, and I hope each stand, like, ends up having a really long lineup.
This has become an annual event. How much do you think this event will grow?
I'm hoping it will keep growing year after year. We are seeing it kind of becoming more popular each year, obviously. And Our goal is to eventually, you know, reach more communities. We just need, you know, some more people on our team to spread out to each community, because right now, you know, we have a smaller team. But eventually I'm hoping that we can include a lot of our smaller communities and the communities in between, and just reach more people and kids.
And I know what it's like. You're reaching a vast array of real estate, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a tall task.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny Weirden is the project coordinator for Community Futures Peace Country. Danny, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.